When I was in college, there was one semester that I had three very long term papers due on the exact same day. And I remember going to one of my professors and begging, almost on my knees, for an extension. Please, just give me a few more days to write this paper. And thanks be to God, I got 3 days of an extension. I was mercifully treated. I remember a few years ago, before I was assigned here at St. Felix and St. Agnes, I got a call that one of our parishioners was dying and that I was needed at the hospital immediately. And of course, I was in the other town, 20 miles away. So off I went, speeding down the highway, and after looking carefully left, right, and left again, I rolled through the stop sign, and so did the county mountie. Pulling me over, and I explained, but officer, I'm going to the hospital to hear the confession of one of our dying parishioners and to anoint her. And he just shook his head. But thanks be to God, I didn't get a ticket. I was mercifully treated. I can think of 1,000 more stories that I could tell you like this. Can you think of a story where you were mercifully treated? In his first letter to St. Timothy today, St. Paul says, if you notice, twice he says, I have been mercifully treated. St. Paul says, I was a blasphemer. I was a persecutor of Christians. I murdered Christians. And I was just plain old arrogant. But I have been mercifully treated, St. Paul says, because the grace and the mercy and the kindness of the Lord has been abundant. The Israelites were worshiping a golden calf. They had turned aside from the one true God and were offering sacrifices to a golden cow. They were stiff-necked people. That's just like saying arrogant for St. Paul. But Moses pleaded and pleaded with the Lord. He said, please give them an extension. Please, please be merciful to your people for the sake of your name, because you are so merciful. And what did the Lord do? He relented in the punishment he had threatened to inflict on his people. And he didn't carry it out. The Israelites were mercifully treated. After King David commits adultery with Bathsheba and murders Bathsheba's husband Uriah to be with Bathsheba, that's pretty bad, right? Adultery and then murder. After those two big, capital, mortal sins, King David regrets it. He bitterly repents of his sin. And he's so moved to compunction, he's so moved to tears and repentance, that he writes a song, Psalm 51, that we pray today. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, blot out my offense. O thoroughly wash me from my guilt and cleanse me of my sin. For I acknowledge my offense. My guilt is before you always. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done. And the Bible says that the Lord forgave David his sin. King David was mercifully treated. And then there is that famous prodigal son who wishes that his father was dead right now, and that he could have his share of the inheritance. So his father gives it to him, and he spends all of his inheritance on a life of dissipation that involved, we hear, prostitution, perhaps gambling, and who knows what other vices. But when he comes to his senses, he comes home on his knees, says he's sorry. And his father throws the biggest fiesta he has ever thrown because his son is home. The prodigal son was mercifully treated. Seems kind of obvious to me that today's readings can be summarized in St. Paul's words in the second reading. I have been mercifully treated. From the Israelites to King David in the Psalm to St. Paul in the second reading to the prodigal son in the Gospel, they have all been mercifully treated because of God's divine, infinite mercy. In every situation, from the first reading, the psalm, the second reading, and the gospel, the Lord treats every situation with forgiveness, love, mercy, and a second chance. It's great readings, isn't it? And one thing that they all have in common is that they all repent. Every one of them says, I'm sorry. In the first reading, Moses is doing it on behalf of the people. He's the Christ-like mediator, begging for that forgiveness on behalf of the people. St. Paul says, I am the foremost sinner, which means I am the first, the biggest sinner on the whole planet. King David, he says, have mercy on me, God, in your goodness. In the gospel, the prodigal son comes home and he says, I've sinned against God and against you. I don't even deserve to be called your son. Every one of these characters in all of the readings has a contrite heart, a repentant heart. And God is merciful to them. Actually, God is merciful to everybody. But he's not going to force his gift of mercy on you. We have to humbly receive it. The Bible says that God is stern with the arrogant. But to the humble, he shows mercy. To the humble, he shows mercy. That's not easy to do. We talked about humility not that long ago. It's not easy to be humble and to go to confession and to admit, I was wrong. I've sinned. But after we do that, after we humble ourselves and admit our wrongdoing and our sins, God is so merciful to us. After receiving unconditional mercy and forgiveness and the sacrament of penance, we too can celebrate and rejoice and say with St. Paul, indeed, I too have been mercifully treated.